talked of reshaping U.S. relations with Mideast nations. The crowds loved him. Less than 2 years later, the same city, his host, President Mubarak, overthrown in the Arab Spring uprising. How Obama responded to the fall of his allies set the tone of his relationship with the region since.
It wasn't so much that they fell, it was so much how the U.S. went by it. And that's what really is the beginning of this schism.
A schism that grew to rupture with the U.S.-Iranian nuclear deal. The Saudis were furious.
They believe that Barack Obama has sold them at the altar of his own rapprochement with Iran, their archenemy.
In response to all this, Saudi Arabia has ramped up its armed forces, overtaking Russia to become the world's third largest defense and security spender. And last year, formed a 34-nation Sunni Muslim coalition to follow Saudi's lead.
As a result of their mistrust of Barack Obama, the Saudis now have adopted a more masculine foreign policy. They are on the attack in Yemen and other places, and they're trying to counterbalance Iran in the region. The Americans really have lost control.
Where they needed control the most, solving Syria, Saudi's new king is a very impatient ally. He wants Assad gone now and Iran's influence removed.
Is that course going to change now if there's a new president that's more amenable to Saudi interest? I don't think so. The ship has sailed.
But for all the strains, both sides still need each other. Saudi Arabia needs U.S. weapons. Obama wants regional stability. His time in Riyadh will not be about divorce, but easing the estrangement.